Shalom to all. Today's Avos Kof Beis. We are starting Kof Alef Amud Beis, about 6 lines off of the bottom with the words Tana Rabbanon. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biyaka Moshe Hernish Amosh and Haven Aliyah. I think we're telling us as follows: Tana Rabbanon, we have a brayso. Aver Menachai Noig Bebehim Achai Va'ayv Bein Tamei Bein Tahirin Div Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar hold that Aver Menachai, the isser of eating a limb from a live animal, that's both with behemas, domesticated animals, chayos, non-domesticated animals, and oif, which are birds, both kosher and non-kosher. Now Chama and Rucham say no, Ein Noig El Betahirin. This of Aver Menachai is only with kosher animals. Now Rabbi Yechon, Rechon clarifies, they both dash in the same pasuk. The pasuk tells us, "Rak chazak vilte achal adam ki adam hu nefesh." You should strengthen yourselves, not eat blood, because blood is the nefesh. So the first part of the pasuk is talking about the issur of eating blood. Kuf beis amar alaf on the top. Then the pasuk continues, "Loi seichal nefesh im abasar." Don't eat the nefesh with the basar. And this is the issur of aver min achai. Eating nefesh with the basar means eating the meat when the nefesh is still there. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Savri, both of them hold, "Kol shatam mitzvah damai atam mitzvah evarav." Anything that you're mitzvah, you're commanded, don't eat its blood. So you're also not allowed to eat its evarim when it's alive. Also, non-kosher animals, since you're commanded not to eat their blood, you're also commanded not to eat their evarim, meaning there's an isser of aver menachai even from a non-kosher animal. Whereas Rabban Savri, they hold that no, when the pasuk tells us lo yisachal nefesh al basar, don't eat the nefesh with the basar, that tells us ela basar l'chudei, only eat the meat. Don't eat the meat when there's a nefesh there, when it's still alive. Rather, you should only eat the meat when it's not alive, and that tells us kol shebasari mutar atam mitzvah evarav, anything that you're allowed to eat its meat when it's dead, which would be only kosher animals, then your mitzvah, you're commanded, don't eat its evarim when it's alive. But v'chol she'en b'sar mutar, if it's not mutar to eat its meat anyway because it's not kosher, yet the mitzvah evarav, then you don't have the special isser of evar min achai to eat its evarim. So that's the source of their machlokes. Now we just have a question on one of the first two mad amrim. Rabbi Yehuda, l'malikra, why does Rabbi Yehuda need to have a pasuk to tell us that there's an isser evar min achai on a non-kosher animal? Lacy isser evar, lechol isser tomo. Why don't we just say that the isser of evar min achai is able to michal, it's able to take place or be tacked on to the isser of tomo, the fact that it's a non-kosher animal? And why would this be shaken? Because the Isser of Aver Menachai is very strong. It applies to many Noyach, meaning even non-Jews. And we learned in the previous Gemara, when we were discussing Gidah Nashe, that we can stack Isurim, or tack one on top of another, Isser being Chal al Isser, in such a situation. And therefore we could just say very simply in Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know that Aver Menachai applies by non-kosher animals? Well, that's because a non-kosher animal is not allowed to be eaten. And on top of that, Aver Menachai is very chamer, because it applies even by B'nai Noyach. So of course it would be Aver Menachai by a non-kosher animal. What does he need a pasuk for? The Gemara says, you're right, and a chanami. You're 100% correct. What's a pasuk needed for? Rabbi Elazar and Shitas Rabbi Elazar. And time now, we have a brisa just like this. Aver Menachai noig behem achai v'oif bein tamei bein tahira. Aver Menachai is usher by behemas chayes and oifais, both non-kosher and kosher. How do we know this? Remember the pasuk says, "Rach chazak vilti achal adam." And we learn from here, "Kol shatam mitzvah al damai." Anything you're commanded, don't eat its blood. Atam mitzvah al ivarav. You're commanded, don't eat its limbs when it's living. V'chol shi'atam mitzvah al damai. If you're not commanded not to eat its blood, atam mitzvah al ivarav. You're not commanded not to eat its limbs. Dei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar's opinion. So we clearly see just Rabbi Elazar being mentioned here, not Rabbi Yehuda, as the person's not eat the blood of a non-kosher animal, so Aver Menachai applies that as well. Whereas Bacham and Bacham say that no, Einu Neig El B'Tahirin. The Isser of Aver Menachai is only by kosher animals. Because the pasuk says Loi Seichal Nefesh Im Abasar, and that tells us El Abasar L'Chudei, only eat the basar, not when the nefesh is there. Therefore, Kol Shebasari Mutar Atam Mitzvah Leivarav, V'Chol Sheim Basari Mutar Ein Atam Mitzvah Leivarav. If it's mutar to eat its basar, so then you're not allowed to eat its limbs when it's alive. But if you're not allowed to eat its basar anyway, so you're not commanded. You don't have a lav of Aver Menachai. Now we have a third opinion. Rameir says Einu Neig El B'Behema Tahira Belvad. The Isser of Aver Menachai is only by a kosher domesticated animal. Behema is a four-legged domesticated kosher animal, such as cow or sheep. So according to Rav Meir, Aver Menachai is only by a behema tahira, not even by a chay or oif tahira. Now we're going to have a memra, which is in the name of one of three people. That's what the siman says, Shmuel Shila Shimi. So as the Gemara tells now, Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, and he said, Amar Rav Chizda Nir Rav Chizda, Vitem, and some say it was Rav Yosef who said the following, Va'amrilon, some say it was Amar Rabba Bar Shila who had said, Amar Rav Chizda Vitem Rav Yosef. Some say it was Rabba Bar Shimi, Amar Rav Chizda Vitem Rav Yosef. Then my time to Rav Meir, what's Rav Meir's reasoning? That's only by behema tahira. That's because Amar Kar, the pasuk says, V'zavachtim karchum tzaincha, and you shall shecht from your bucker and sign, and that's a behema tahira, so no other things are included in Aver Menachai. Continue to discuss Aver Menachai, Amar Gidl, Amar Rav, Machlokes B'Yisrael. The Machlokes over here regarding Aver Menachai is only by a Yid, Aval Ben Noyach, but when we're talking about a non-Jew, they are called Mozar Al-Tumeim Ketahirin. Everyone agrees that they have an Isser of Aver Menachai by non-kosher animals, just like by kosher animals, since they're allowed to eat non-kosher animals. So they have an Isser of Aver Menachai by non-kosher animals as well. We know that Aver Menachai is one of the Shevim Mitzvah B'nai Noyach, so it applies to everyone, not just Yidden. So B'nai Noyach has an Isser of Aver Menachai even by non-kosher animals. And Tanya Namechah B'Raisa is just like this. B'Raisa says, Aver Menachai, B'Noyach Mozer Olav, Al-Tumeim Kitahirim, Aver Menachai, a Ben Noyach is warned. He's not allowed to have it both by non-kosher and kosher animals. Yisrael, Einu Mozer Al-Tahirim B'Lavad, Yidden are only warned not to have Aver Menachai from kosher animals. Now, some say that what's the proper gear of the B'Raisa? Tahira, V'Rav Meir. Then we talk about Yidden and their Isser of Aver Menachai. Really, it's einu muzer ela al hatehira, and that would be shitas Rav Meir, that the isra irman achai for yid is only by a kosher behema. Whereas Igadam Rusam say the lashon of the brayos is like the way we read it, tahirim v'rabanan, that it's by kosher animals, meaning behema chay v'ayif, and that would be like the rabanan. Now Amar Shizur Shizbi says afanam tanino. We also learned this in a mishnah specifically regarding non-Jews. What does the mishnah tell us? Achal evrim achai mimena einu sevek arbayim. If a person ate evrim achai from it, this referring to a non-kosher bird, so he's not going to get malchus. And the seifa says ve'en shchita mitaharasa, the shchita is not mitaharet. So now the question is b'mai, what's the seifa of the mishnah talking about? The shchita is not mitaharet. Elin b'Yisrael, if you want to be talking about a yid, pshita de'en shchita mitaharasa. Of course, shchita is not mitaharet. We're talking about a non-kosher bird. Even if you shecht a non-kosher bird, that's not going to allow a yid to eat it. Elulav b'nei noyach. It must be it's talking about a ben noyach. And the reason why it's talking about shchita is because since a ben noyach doesn't have to shecht an animal to eat it, he has a chiv to wait until the animal is fully dead before eating it. Therefore, the mishnah is emphasizing that even if the bird was shechted, meaning maybe from a halachic standpoint it's dead, but it's still being mefarches, it's flapping around, it's still moving, a ben noyach is not allowed to eat it, because again, ben noyach doesn't follow shechita, he follows if the animal is 100% dead. So we see the Sefer Mishnah is talking about a ben noyach, mechlal, the usur. You can infer from here that evrim menachai is also for non-Jew, even on non-kosher animals or birds, as this mishnah is talking about, because again, as we see from the Sefer that we're talking about a ben noyach, must be the Resha, which is talking about evrim menachai, would tell that it's usur for a ben noyach. Now, Rav Bar Patish, Rami Reisha Seifa, Ramani Bar Patish, the way he looked at this Mishnah was by asking a question, Reisha on Seifa. Reisha seems to tell us that there's no problem of Avram and Achai, because it says very clearly, Achal Avram and Achai Yumena, Eino Sefer Gabayim, but then the Seifa seems to tell us that there is a problem of Avram and Achai, so it's a Stira. And Mishani, he answers that Reisha Bisrael, the Seifa Ben Hayach, that the Reisha is talking about a Yid, that if a Yid eats an Avram and Achai from a non kosher bird, he's not Chayiv, whereas the Seifa is talking about a guy, that if he's Avram and Achai from a non kosher bird, he is Chayiv, and that's the same shot we just said before, just bringing it out in a different way. Now, continue to discuss this. Amar Rav, according to someone, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, that Avram and Achai tzarch kezayas. In order to be chayiv for eating Avram and Achai, one has to eat a kezayas. Now, at the end of Amud Beis, we're going to see that there's actually two different psukim. One is referring to Avram and Achai, the other talks about basar min hachai. And the emphasis over here is that Avram and Achai, even though it's just mashma Avram and doesn't say anything about basar, nonetheless, a person is still only chayiv if he eats a kezayas. And my time, why is that? And that's because Achila Ksiv Bei, it says, Achila, don't eat Avram and Achai. And we know the minimum of Achila is a kezayas. So in order to be chayiv for eating Avram and Achai, one has to eat a kezayas. But now we're asking no more questions. Masar of Amram asks as follows. We just quoted a Mishnah that says, Achol Avram and Achai Yemena Eino Sefek Gezer Abayim. If a person eats Avram and Achai from a non-kosher bird, he doesn't get malchus. Ve'ein Shechita Metarasa. Shechting it is not Metarit. Now ve'isal Gadai Toch be'inin kezayas. If you want to say, then in order to be chayiv for eating Avram and Achai, a person needs to eat a kezayas. Well, typically, why don't we say that the person is chayiv malchus to Achol kezayas because they ate kezayas. In other words, you're right. The Reish of the Mishnah is telling us a person is not chayiv for eating Avram and Achai per se because it's a non-kosher bird. But since you're telling me that in order to be chayiv for Avram and Achai, a person has to eat a kezayas. So it has to be that we're talking about the person ate a kezayas from the non-kosher bird. And again, he's only not chayiv for Avram and Achai because it's not kosher. But that tells us that he should be chayiv malchus for a different reason. He ate a kezayas from a non-kosher bird. So that's called eating kezayas and not kosher. Forget about Avram and Achai. It's just kezayas of not kosher. Why is he not chayiv for that? And so the answer is, because Rav Nachman says, in Amud Beis, b'mashu basar gidin v'atzamais, hachanami so to reach the same thing, b'mashu basar gidin v'atzamais. We're talking about a unique situation that he didn't eat a kezayas of basar. He had just a mashu of basar, a little bit. And what completed the kezayas was gidim and atzamais, sinews and bones. In other words, now we're understanding there's two different things. In order for a person to be chayiv Avram and Achai, he doesn't have to eat a kezayas of meat, of basar. He just has to have a kezayas of the limb, which means that kezayas could be a little bit of meat and some bones and some sinews, and then he's chayiv. So that's what his mission that we quoted. When he eats Avram and Achai of a bird, he's not chayiv for Avram and Achai because of a not kosher bird, and he's also not chayiv for eating kezayas of not kosher because he didn't eat a kezayas of not kosher meat. He ate just a little bit of meat along with gidim and atzamais, and that's why he's not chayiv. We keep asking on this din that Avram and Achai is a kezayas. Tashma do amarav kufezom beis on top. Achal tzipra tahira bechayeha. If a person ate a kosher bird when it was alive, b'chalshu, even if it's a tiny little bird, he's chayiv for eating Avram and Achai. Now b'misas, if he ate it when it was dead, b'kezayas is only chayiv for eating kezayas because then it's a din of nevela, and a person only chayiv for eating a kezayas of nevela. Now utmei, if it's a non-kosher bird, bein bechayeha bein b'misas, whether he ate it when it was alive or dead, b'chalshu, he's chayiv even for eating kalshu. Now what do we see from the beginning statement? Achal tzipra tahira bechayeha. If he ate a kosher bird when it was alive, he's chayiv even if it's kalshu. That tells us even if it's not a kezayas, he's chayiv for eating Avram and Achai. So Gemara answers Hachanami here also. We give the same answer. B'mashu basar gidim atzamos. There was just a little bit of meat, and the completion of the kezayas was gidim atzamos, and that's why he's chayiv. So Tashma, we have another tempted question. We have a brass that tells us not tzipor she'ein by kezayas. If a person took a kosher bird that wasn't a kezayas v'achlan, he ate it. So Rabbi Piter, Rabbi Pater, Rabbi Elazar b'Shem Machayiv. Rabbi Elazar b'Shem is Machayiv for Avram and Achai. And Rabbi Elazar b'Shem, he explains himself why is this. Kal v'chaymer al Avram and Achai. chayiv al kula kol shekain. If he's chayiv even for eating just an aver of the bird, shouldn't he be chayiv for eating the entire thing? Now we continue with this brisa. Chanaka, if he choked it, which means he killed it. So now the bird's nevela va'achal, and then he ate it. Devar kol bekazayis. Everyone agrees there has to be kazayis in it. Now he explains machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe's Rebbe Shemin. Ad kan lepligi elo demar saver b'chayil levarim medas umar saver b'chayil lav levarim medas. The machlokes is only in regards to this. Rebbe's Rebbe Shemin holds that when it's alive, it's levarim medas, which means it's meant to be mecholik levarim, divided or cut up into levarim. In other words, it's not meant to remain whole, and therefore, even while it still is whole, each aver has the din of an individual aver. Hence, even though he eats it whole, it's still considered aver min hachai. As opposed to Rebbe, he holds that b'chayeha lav levarim medas. When it's alive, it's not meant to be separated into levarim. So when he eats it whole, it's not like he ate aver min hachai, and therefore he's not chayev for it. However, the kule alma mi aloi be'inin kezayis. We still clearly see from here that everyone agrees it doesn't need to be kezayis. That's what the brisa starts out with. Natal tzipor she'ein by kezayis. So how do we answer this? It seems to be a question on Rav holds that the iser of aver min hachai is only a kezayis. And so here's the original memra of Rav Nachman. Nachman said on this, b'mashu basar gidimat samois. We're talking about a case where there's just a little bit of basar, but the gidimat samois added on altogether makes it a kezayis. In other words, when the brisa says that it ain't by kezayis, it means that the meat wasn't a kezayis, but the bones and everything else was a kezayis. So now we ask on this, is there such a thing at the bekule less by kezayis basar, that the entire thing, there isn't even one kezayis of meat? Ubechad aver is kezayis mashu basar gidimat samois, but in one of its limbs, there is a kezayis, that's a little bit of meat, and gidimat samois altogether. How's it possible? How do you have such a thing that you eat the whole thing, you eat the whole bird, and there isn't a kezayis of meat across the whole bird, but you eat one limb, and there is a kezayis of altogether a little bit of meat, gidim anatzamas. How does that make sense? So Rav Shravi answers, and yes, it is possible, but kalanisa, there's a type of bird called a kalanisa. It's a very lean bird. It has very little meat, but there is a possibility of eating even just one aver, and the meat, along with the gidim anatzamas combined, will be a kezayis, and therefore a person could be chai for aver minachai for that. Ask Gemara, how could you say that we're talking about the kalanisa bird? Ema seifa, take a look at the end of this brisa. Chanaka, if he choked it, said the brisa, v'achal, then he ate it, divra kol b'kezayis. Everyone agrees he's only chai if he eats a kezayis, because then it's nevela, so you're only chai for eating kezayis in nevela. Now, v'achal kalanisa, if tamehu, a kalanisa is a non-kosher bird, and from Rav says, tamehu, when we're talking about a non-kosher bird, b'mechaya b'misasa b'mashu, whether it's alive or dead, you're chai for eating a mashu, meaning even less than a kezayis. So the Gemara says, you're right, ella ke'in kalanisa. This machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon is referring to a bird which is like the kalanisa. The kalanisa itself is a non-kosher bird. We're talking about a kosher bird which is like the kalanisa, namely that has very little meat, but altogether between the meat, gidim and atzamos, we can have a kezayis. And we're discussing shitas Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon. Amar Rava, Rava says, im tim slamer sava Rebbe machshavas eichlan shema machshava. If you want to say that Rebbe in general holds that machshavas eichlan shema machshava, namely that if a person thinks about something that I want to eat it, that's an official machshava. We're going to follow that, and now this thing is considered food. So I mean that over here, in regards to a very little mini bird that we're discussing, chishavol eichel aver aver, that if a person thought about eating it aver aver, meaning he thought to himself, you know what, I'm going to cut it up and eat it in separate limbs, va'achla kula, but he ended up eating the whole thing at once, chayv, he still would be chayv for aver menachai. In other words, what Rav is pointing out is that even though we had said before in Shitas Rebbe that when a bird's alive, it's not a medas la'evarim, it's not meant to be divided into limbs. However, since Rebbe holds that machshava does count, therefore, if a person thinks about this bird, you know what, I will divide it into limbs, I will separate it. So then that means each limb has a din of an aver, even while it's alive, and therefore, even if he eats it whole and he doesn't break it up into limbs, this would be a one-off situation that Rebbe would agree that he is chai for aver menachai. Now, I asked him, is there such a thing that if somebody else eats it, he's not chayiv, but if he eats it, he is chayiv? How does that work? If this person himself eats his whole bird, he's chayiv for eiv menachai, but if somebody else eats, he's not chayiv for eiv menachai? So Amalei, Rav responded to him, zelfi machshavtiv, zelfi machshavtoy. Yeah, it's not a problem. Each one according to his thought process. A random person who didn't think about this bird, he wasn't interested in cutting it up into pieces, so if he eats it, Rebbe would say, since it's not meant to be divided up, it's not considered eiv menachai. But the person who did have that machshava, so for that person, it is considered eivarim, so he is chayiv eiv menachai. Now, Rav continues, now discussing the next shita, if you want to say the Rebbe Shimon agrees to this as well, that having a thought about something that I want to eat it, I want it to be food, that that's considered official machshava, so then we would say the chishav lo'echla mesa. Let's say the person thought about this bird and he says, you know what, I'm going to eat it when it's dead, but v'achla chaya, he ended up eating it alive, potter. In this case, Rebbe Shimon would say that he's potter for eating aver menachai, and that's because in his mind it's only considered oichel when it's dead, and here it's alive, so he's potter. Now I'm really by asking the same question, is there such a thing that if somebody else eats it, he's going to be chai for eiver menachai, but now this fellow eats it and he's potter? So Amalei, Rav responded to him, yeah, zelfi machshavta, zelfi machshavta, each one according to his machshava. This fellow thought about only eating it dead, so when he eats it alive, it's not considered eichel for him, so he's not chai for eiver menachai, but somebody else who didn't have that machshava, if he eats it alive, it's sefer menachai. Now the Gemara begins another discussion. As we mentioned, Amud Aleph, we would talk about this, the iser of Eivor menachai and basar menachai. So Rabbi Yochanan Reichan says, the pasuk tells us, lo yisachal nefesh basar, don't eat the nefesh with the basar, ze Eivor menachai, this is the love of Eivor menachai. This is understood as follows, that the Eivor is being called nefesh because when it's cut off the animal, it doesn't grow back, just like the nefesh, once it's removed, the thing is dead and it doesn't come back. So therefore the pasuk is telling us, don't eat the nefesh, which is the limb, with the basar, the hainu, when there's still life in the basar, don't eat it, that's Eivor menachai. Now we have another pasuk tells us, ubasar besad trefa lo yisachelu. I've had this pasuk many times in the Masechta. What is Rabbi Yochanan learn from here? Ze basar menachai, ubasar menatrefa. This pasuk is talking about two different lavim, basar menachai and basar menatrefa. Namely, the way Rabbi Yochanan understands it is that when the pasuk says, ubasar besadeh, that's one lav, meat in the field. When it's alive, don't eat it. That's basar menachai. Then when it says trefa lo yisachelu, that's talking about basar from a trefa. Our Rav Shimon Lakshamar, Rav Shlakish argues, and he says, when the pasuk tells us, lo yisachal nefeshim basar, this first pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan quoted, ze eivor menachai, ubasar menachai, that's actually two lavim. It's both the lav of eivor menachai and basar menachai, because lo yisachal hanefesh im habasar. Nefesh is referring to eivor menachai, and basar is basar menachai. Then when the pasuk says, ubasar besad trefa lo yisachelu, ze basar menatrefa, that's only talking about meat from a trefa. So now we're going to see where they agree and argue. Achal eivor menachai, ubasar menachai, if a person ate eivor menachai and basar menachai, so Rabbi Yochanan chayv shtayim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's over two lavim, because this is from two separate psukim, whereas Rabbi Shimon Lakash ain't chayv al achas, he's only chayv one lav, because from the same pasuk. Whereas the other way around, achal basar menachai, ubasar menatrefa, if he ate meat from a live animal and meat from a trefa animal, Rabbi Shimon Lakash chayv shtayim, according to Rabbi Lakash, he's chayv two, because it's from two different psukim, whereas Rabbi Yochanan ain't chayv al achas, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's only chayv one, because these are learned from the same pasuk. Now here's where they would agree, achal eivor menachai, ubasar menatrefa, if he ate eivor menachai and basar from a trefa, l'divrei kol chayv shtayim, according to everybody, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lakash, he's going to be chayv two, because both of them agree that these are learned from two different psukim. And we're stopping for the day, we'll pick up tomorrow asking on the statement that we just read, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.